Welcome to the Biz Trends 2024 report. I'm Danette Breitenbach, Biz Communities Marketing and Media Editor. I'm really excited to introduce our guest today, Mike Sharman of Retroviral Agency. Welcome, Mike.
Danette, thank you for having me. What a time.
It's lovely to have you here. And I know it's been quite the year for Retroviral. I mean, you were recently named the Small Agency of the Year at the Ad Focus Awards. On the international front, you were named the African Consultancy of the Year at the Provoke Media Sabres. And you were also the only African and South African agency to be listed in Provoke Media's 2023 Global PR Agencies of the Year. And of course, we know you from your memorable campaigns such as Nando's Last Dictator Standing, Who Can Forget My Creepy Teacher for Creepy Crawley, and of course, 6060 Swindler for Checker 6060. Mike, it's an absolute pleasure to host you today. So I'm going to ask you the question that everybody wants to ask you. What is the secret to your success?
So what's the secret sauce? I think the reality is that we start out really looking at ideas. Can this thing break the news? Can it get onto mainstream media? Can it get onto primetime television news? And if that is something that we can guarantee our clients or generate off the idea, like that's the thing for me that is the gut feel whether this is going to be a success or not. Because ultimately, our job is to create remarkable content that really generates an emotional connection with an audience, and then it rationally drives the potential to create a sale, a download, some form of action, because we're not just in the business of entertainment and awareness, we're in the business of commercial transactions. So for me, if the idea is remarkable enough to make it onto the news, then that's when we're onto something that is potentially viral generating, award winning, and just emotion moving.
That's fantastic. So, Mike, perhaps you can take us into greater detail. I believe you have a presentation you'd like to share with us today and take us through that, if possible.
So, effectively, what I'll be looking at for my Biz Trends 2024 is around this notion that virality is earned. Everything that we create, we start with this position. Is this piece of content, is this campaign going to make the news? And earned media for us is a massive driver to be able to create that talkability that ultimately rationally drives sales. I think specifically from a South African perspective, advertising doesn't always understand PR and vice versa. And for us, we've never positioned ourselves as a PR agency because we don't see our work and our world in that instance. We see ourselves as remarkable content creators, agnostic of the platforms that those are driven through. But ultimately, if the idea is big enough and makes it onto the news, you get longer form cycles of awareness generation and top of mind opportunities for your brands. So what I'm really fascinated is interconnected marketing. We continue to talk about integrated marketing throughout the various industry aspects, but for me, I believe that there's a whole opportunity that exists in the various platforms that exist within an ecosystem, and how all of these different platforms talk to each other, how they connect with one another, whether you are running your always on social content on X or Facebook or Instagram, or even a peripheral space within TikTok. How do these things interconnect? How does your brand show up? And how does it differ within these various spaces? Also, I want to talk specifically around the fact that, do we need to worry about single-minded concepts anymore? Do we need to think about the ways in which a golden thread will connect throughout the year on all our various touch points, and by the way in which your brand shows up? For me, I believe that consumers nowadays exist in a multiverse of metaverses. Metaverse was talk of the town for a period of time. So too were NFTs and various crypto aspects, all elements within this new world in which we continue to exist. But I believe that our social channels, our gamification spaces, our real world, these are all just various versions of metaverses that we coexist at one single time. This image is obviously a reference from the film that did incredibly well, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And it talks specifically to us having the opportunity to exist within different spaces and different realms concurrently. And for me, I believe that is exactly the type of space that a consumer is focused with in their current life, from their job to their personal life, to the content that they're streaming, to the social channels that they're existing, or even in the gamification spaces such as Roblox. So when we're engaging with consumers now, we really as a brand can show up in these different worlds and we can adapt ourselves to be able to exist in those spaces where we don't feel like we are interrupters, but we are disruptors. And I think that's a huge component of 2024. For us at Retroviral, it's all about getting the balance between the coordinated calm and the coordinated chaos. That's why when we talk specifically to Always On, there is planning that occurs weeks or months in advance. There is brand planning that can occur at a 12-month to 3-year cycle. And off the back of that, those are the elements that drive and derive calm from them. But it is equally important to exist with a chaos hat on. This gives you the opportunities to jump in at a tactical level, to take advantage of news, and we talk very specifically at Retroviral about moving at the speed of relevance or unlocking the speed of culture. This gives you an opportunity to really become truly integrated and interconnected in the topical opportunities of the day, the things that consumers are consumed by at their various workspaces, around the water cooler moments. So how does your brand become seamlessly integrated into that thought process and remain top of mind? For us, social media is inextricably linked into news media. If you take about topical moments around the time, topical zeitgeists, and you look at specific key moments around what is dominating the headspace of a customer, and bringing those two things together is mission critical to be able to live outside of the social realm and not just exist in a 15 seconds of fame kind of headspace. This is something that we produced recently for Marketplace Home Energy, which looks at connecting potential solar customers with installers and experts. So we took a traditional festive canvas and setup and archetype, and then we turned it on its head in a truly South African way. So I'm going to play this video for you in a second.
You fall asleep, the quicker you'll be here.
He's here!
He's here!
He's here!
It's really him!
Come quick! You're here!
I am?
Get your backup and solar solutions from only $6.99 per month. T's and C's apply. Ho, ho, ho. The gift that keeps on giving.
So obviously this gives us the social media aspect of driving this content from a digital flat platform perspective. But then it's incredibly important to mix funny with factual, because most news journalists don't want to just share trivial, funny, inverted commas, viral content. They want to understand the business aspect of a business. So it's important to use that content as the hook, but then to bring the factual in so that it becomes newsworthiness. And that's what leads to the generation of these earned media opportunities. If you look at the fact that to date, over 37,000 South Africans have made use of the Home Energy platform. If you look at the fact that they have basically unlocked opportunities and insights to say that in this quarter or in this year, South Africa has imported 18 billion rands worth of actual solar, more than 4.5 gigawatts of capacity. We then start building the story around the newsworthiness. This is the hook. The news is ultimately the thing that's going to lead to the creation of those news stories coming out and being published. So would you rather trend for the day or would you dominate the news for a week? And I think that all brands would quite happily answer the latter. And that's the challenge between existing in social and having a massive trend and a drive period for a launch process, or being able to integrate your social media activities into an earned opportunity, because ultimately when you pair those two things together, you have the opportunity to explode and own a social headspace for day one, but then ultimately use that content and use the facts to then drive the pitches to producers of key shows that will ultimately then make space for you in the news for an additional week. And that's where we're finding so much of our successes, is that we don't think about our brands as one-hit wonders, as 15 seconds of fame. We think about the opportunity to own a day and then also generate that talkability in the news cycle. And then why is earned media the holy grail? Because essentially every news channel has digital real estate, and digital real estate then results in that content being posted not only from TV into digital, but also radio into digital, and also digital news into additional postings. But that generates credible backlinks for your brand, which then enhances your organic Google rankings. So ultimately, the content is then doing an extra job for you. When people are searching certain aspects of your brand, they are then being served you over potential competitors without you necessarily having to overinvest or overstretch budgets into your paid Google aspect of your business. So it's a very important headspace. It's not just the kudos and the fame of being on the news. It's about the fact that it then leads back into these potential credible opportunities from a rankings perspective. We talk about brands zigging and we like to zag. So how can you zag in a space that is overly zigged? Sounds very much like a Dr. Seuss kind of recommendation. But when you look at the Rugby World Cup 2023 and the Springboks in particular, there are the potential to consider that there are 50 different brands that are invested in this team, because we all know that brands love to support winners. Brands love to invest in wins, because ultimately that translates to the high and the conversion rate of customers wanting to be associated and to emotionally invest into that thing that celebrates victory and celebrates wins. So when we were briefed to look at the opportunities to bring Castle Lager into the Rugby World Cup space, Castle Lager has also been with the Springboks for one of the longest periods compared to any of these other new brands that have entered the space. So we looked at an opportunity and said, what is a key insight? A key insight is that so many South Africans are raised by their grandparents. Older people in a generation love rugby, they love to participate, but none of them have been given this platform to really celebrate their enjoyment of the sport. So what we did was we traversed the country, we found various different grandmothers of Springboks, English, Afrikaans, isiZulu, and we interviewed these grandparents and brought their stories to life in something that they truly zigged and zagged from a non-conventional sort of approach. This was episode one that really touched the hearts and pulled the heartstrings. And it's a beautiful example of how Malcolm Marx's wife's gran has been with him since he was a 15-year-old. So I'm going to play this one and then I'm going to jump straight into the case study for you to see how it performed.
I've watched Malcolm play rugby since he was 15. He was pointed out to me to begin with by Kirsten saying that's the man she's going to marry, and they've been together since then. Malcolm became another person when he was on the rugby field, and he'd focus on that ball like you can't be. His eyes are like a chameleon's, they can get all the way around. I watched the game from my home. We have tea and cake, and then afterwards we might have a drink or two. I don't think he gets hurt. Well, there's no sense, there's no feeling. I am a bit old-fashioned. I don't want a cell phone. I'm perfectly happy with my landline. Malcolm knows my number and he even phones me on this. I don't know how he does it, but he does. Oh, for goodness sake, there's Malcolm over there. Sometimes he looks really angry, eh? He's like an ox, he's so strong. This is really a smashing day. Pity we can't have a party. Cheers, everyone. Fabulous. Go for it. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, this is, I think I should get a cell phone.
So there were three versions of these stories. Each of the different grandmothers rolled out the first 3 weeks of the Rugby World Cup during the Springboks pool games. Different cultures, different backgrounds, but the common insight was just really around the importance of grandmothers to South Africans and how so many of them are raising a generation of South Africans. So that's kind of how it starts. It starts off with this content. We then take that content and pitch it to the various news cycles. And then as so many brands will try and create an opportunity to have their brand manager or some sort of CMO share the limelight when it comes to earned media opportunities, we love taking the stars of these shows and almost deploying them as the spokespeople from an authentic point of view to be on news, be on radio, be on TV. And as you'll see in the actual case study, which I'm going to play next, Melody, she became almost like our spokesperson for all these various above-the-line earned media opportunities.
Many South African households are held together by grandparents.
Grandmothers are raising over 4 million of our children in South Africa every single day.
When we were growing up, like I'd live at my grand's house in Soweto.
I was raised by my grandmother. All she would give me was love and time, and I think that's all I needed at the time.
Family is everything.
Ek skree so hard dat ek sonder my stem gaan.
Kom, 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 kom!
En as jy nie sê, hou na jabulas.
Fabulous, go for it!
Ons skree partyke so hard dat die bure kom kyk of daar probleem is.
Cheers, everyone!
Cheers!
Wanneer dit de beste dag is, is zaterdag of is zondag, jullie van Minnieke staan op en ons smaken raar.
Wacht, dat is eigenlijk ook, ze zegt door.
I have clear symptoms and in the lagging of South Africa, the I can.
With his essence, he's no feeling.
You're famous now. You're all over the internet.
Well, I don't know why, because I tell you something I'm not interested in.
I really enjoyed the Grand Box campaign.
Yeah, they're interviewing the grannies from all these spring box.
So simple and so human and just lovely.
This morning, I'm joined by one of the Grand Box, Malcolm Marx's grandmother, Melody Anderson.
I hear you will be in charge of the bar now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, my little boy.
Anywhere in the world.
This is really a smashing day. Pretty we can't have a party.
Then, you know, the next one of the trends that I really like to talk about is purposeful purpose. We see it so often, and quite ironically, Cannes has finally added a human factor.
This is really a smashing day. Pretty we can't have a party.
Quite funny. If we look at purpose, it's something that's dominated awards shows. It's something that's kind of dominated brand headspace. And it's something that isn't always sustainably purposeful. That's why when we talk about purpose from our perspective, we are interested in seeing more purposeful purpose from the industry as a whole in terms of brands that are creating campaigns and creating opportunities for communities and for everyday South Africans that change their lives. Not just a once-off, not just a one-hit wonder, not just something that's going to generate news headlines and a photo opportunity and then for those brands to move on and for that community to just have to get on with it. So for us, purposeful purpose is incredibly important for 2024. The next video talks to that specifically. BB for Bread is a bread brand based out of KZN, and it's something that prides itself on being the heart and soul of the KZN zeitgeist.
The KwaZulu-Natal province has been through the most.
Heavy rain and floods have wreaked havoc in KZN.
Widespread damage to infrastructure.
But people have been evacuated.
The lives lost, damage to property.
How many families have been torn apart as a result of
these structural collapses? Has been through the most. We needed to rebuild the pride and dignity of our people, one brick at a time. BB Bakeries is homegrown for KZN by KZN.
BB Bakeries, obviously the well-known heritage brand, has partnered with a non-governmental organization, which is an NGO, Habitat for Humanity SA, to build homes in the flood-stricken communities of KwaZulu-Natal. So for each loaf of BB Bakeries white or brown bread sold during February and March 2023, BB Bakeries will donate funds towards Bricks for Habitat for Community SA to build homes in the region. In the flood-stricken communities of KwaZulu-Natal. So for each loaf of BB Bakeries white or brown bread sold during February and March 2023, BB Bakeries will donate funds 14
million people reached via earned media.
Assembled homes in the region.
3 million impressions via social and programmatic. 4 houses built. Bread for Bricks. Rebuilding KZN. 14 million brick at a time. Via.
From a South African perspective in particular, we're going to see the requirement of more and more private sector opportunities to really help rebuild not just KZN, but overall parts of our entire nation. And I think it's something that we can really get excited about in terms of what brand capabilities with all the various experts that comprise those spaces and what kind of opportunities they can do if they work together with NGOs like Habitat for Humanity. Static is dead. People talk consistently about the importance of video content, Reels, TikTok, how we need to feed the algorithms with video because those are the things that perform the best. But what I'm excited about is that AI gives us an opportunity to really lean into the reinvention and the reinvigoration of static. So instead of there being multimedia, it's multimedia with an AI focus. And if we look back a few months ago, Barbie Mania basically stormed through the entire country. People were talking about it everywhere. And we said, you know, what if we take one of South Africa's most iconic brands, such as Omar Rusks, and we pair it with AI to showcase what Barbie x Omar Rusks would look like. And we were delivered this beautiful elderly lady. She's not real. She's purely created out of AI. And what was fantastic is this being used as an R&D and as an experiment to see how the social platforms would take to this lady. So many South Africans went absolutely, positively excited for when they saw this lady on their platforms. Jokes such as, is that Elon Musk's mom? We then said, no, it's actually not May Musk, it's May Rusk. And then off the back of that, this singular image really led to so much talkability and conversation, both in the social space, but then also rolled out into the earned media space. There was headlines and various top news sites. It even made it onto the likes of Jacaranda and a few other radio channels, where it became a real interest piece of conversation and talkability. My tweet alone got 130,000 views. So this slide is really about the remarkability in PR, so PR remarkable. And off the back of that, you can use something as basic as a still with a remarkable device and creative element off the back of that that can generate huge amounts of talkability. Absolutely gorgeous. Yes, Omar. Omar's the best ever. Barbie vibes, and I love this look. And what's so great about this is that the comments are coming from a cross-section of audiences, various backgrounds, shapes, and sizes. And by being remarkable and showing up in this manner, you have so many touch points and opportunities to generate real excitement from an audience. Work of Jealousy. So this is a little section just dedicated to work that we wish we had created. And once again, it's Dove that continues to really push the envelope in terms of real beauty. So single-minded in their value prop, but then so multi-executable in the way that they show up. So Code My Crown is a perfect opportunity that I'm going to end off today from a work that I really love from a competitor.
You try to look for black hair, you see like straight up like racist depictions.
When marginalized and historically oppressed people engage with the system, do they feel seen? Do they feel recognized?
It's quite exclusionary. It feels like almost I shouldn't be playing this, or I shouldn't be part of this world.
Naturally, you want to spend your time playing with a character that looks like you.
We are taking Black hair textures and styles and making sure that we can represent them properly in games and other media.
The important part is to approach it like real hair. So how does real hair actually behave?
This is fire.
I've never seen black hair look like this, like on an avatar.
Thank you. This is incredible. Oh my god. Look at the detail in the braids.
I mean, I'm kind of speechless.
So brands and agencies in 2024... you aren't disrupting unless you're breaking news. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. It was really informative. 2024 sounds very exciting. I must say, it's really interesting, the case studies that you gave, especially because they're a lot of fun, but there's a lot of meaning in them. And that emotional tug I can definitely relate to. I love the grannies with Castle. But the point that it's not just good enough to have purpose, it needs to have business results. And I think that's going to be something we're going to see a lot more in 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, Mike Sharman.